Welcome to Module 6, Finding and Recognizing Business Opportunities, Part 5. We will be covering opportunity finding categories 27 to 37. They are manufacturing under license, assembling a product, rebuilding or remanufacturing products, becoming a supplier to another producer, import replacement, marketing someone else's product or service, becoming an import distributor or agent for products and services made outside of South Africa, becoming an agent for someone's product or service, becoming a distributor for someone's product or service, taking local existing products to new markets, and export distribution. Manufacturing under license, what does that mean? That means that you purchase the rights to manufacture and or sell a product. Alternatively, selling the rights for someone in another area to manufacture a product that you own the rights to, so it could go the other way. The workhorse for workers was invented by an entrepreneur inventor, and the license to manufacture was sold to Black & Decker. Publishing books is a form of manufacturing under license. Authors create books, sell the rights for their materials to publishers, and they receive the royalties for doing it. Young entrepreneur contacted the United States manufacturer of toy soldiers, which is interesting. He contacted the manufacturer of toy soldiers and obtained the rights to manufacture the toys in his country. And that's getting the permission of manufacturing under license. Have you any examples of manufacturing under license you can think of off the top of your head? Coca-Cola? That's right.
Another example is this. Joanne Raphael Katz has bought the world rights to O2H, a chlorine-free water purifier which is quickly gaining market share from the chlorine-based products. According to Raphael Katz, water that is treated with O2H is drinkable and rich in minerals, and unlike chlorinated water, it can be used for watering flowers. Raphael Katz also says it lasts much longer than chlorine and it's odorless. It costs pool owners $158 per month to keep a pool clean, and with O2H, it is 119 Rand per month. Already, she has between 10 to 20,000 users. She sees her growth in agricultural and industrial water. Her company, Bonpure, is financed by herself and the Women's Private Equity Fund. Joanne obviously recognized the opportunity to gain the rights to manufacture and market a product with a great future locally and worldwide. CAV Holdings, a specialist export manufacturer of cars and boats, is showing South African companies the way into niche markets around the world. CAV Holdings delivers its products to North America and Europe. I believe our success is due in part to our strategy of identifying highly specific international markets and then delivering products that exceed both price and quality expectations, says CEO James Fisher. The American market snaps up the GT, the car the company built its reputation on. They sell as fast as they can make them. The GT is a modern original based on the legendary car which beat Ferrari at Le Mans 4 years running in the late 60s. There is a huge following in the US and the UK, and quality versions are hard to come by. It takes 600 hours to handcraft the car. CAV has also started manufacturing under license the legendary Shelby Cobra, which is one of the fastest accelerating production cars of all times. CAV has also recently acquired the manufacturing rights on South Africa's leading rigid inflatable boat, the RIB. Manufacturers Prestige, which makes up the core of CAV Marine, that is involved in a number of other original equipment manufacturing projects. The creating of these well-engineered products takes up 150,000 square feet and utilizes the efforts of over 200 employees. Manufacturing under license does work. There are lots of these opportunities here in South Africa if you decide to focus on this form of a business opportunity. Now, the big question, how do I do it? Then decide what type of manufacturing you would like to do. Locate a product to manufacture by doing the following. Advertising for inventors to submit ideas. Reading publications related to new products in your field. looking for products manufactured in other countries, approaching companies which may have rights to products they don't want to manufacture at the present time, attending trade shows, contacting venture capital organizations, reading the business opportunity sections in newspapers and trade magazines. If you want to sell manufacturing rights to a product or service, locate a manufacturer by contacting manufacturing associations in South Africa and other countries, advertising in the business opportunity section of newspapers, identifying manufacturers of similar products or products which would do well together in a package with your item, contacting manufacturers' agents, displaying your products at trade shows, and contacting venture capital organizations. Seek professional advice related to financial and legal matters in this area. Key questions: for what product or service could I purchase the manufacturing rights? What product or service is available elsewhere but not in my market? For what product or service could I sell the manufacturing and/or marketing rights? Is there a market for the product or the service?
Assembling a product, purchasing all parts for a product, assembling them to produce the finished product, or provide an assembly service for parts purchased by others. Some examples there: a mechanic offers an assembly service for customers who purchase car kits. It could be a company formed by a recreation student that brings in playground equipment kits, consists of pipes in various shapes, and assembles large playground structures. The company assembles office furniture on contract for customers of office supply stores at the customer's home or place of business. Any examples there that you can think of?
Well, I'm not sure the example fits exactly, but I know one of the municipalities has outsourced the erecting of all their boards. So if there's a new hotel in the area or something, then they get other people to erect the boards.
To erect the boards. Yeah. Assembly. Yeah. Sure it is.
So how would you do it? Look for products which are made of several parts where one or more of the following conditions apply. The assembly process is expensive for individuals to do, and costs can be reduced by using a central assembly service. The product is assembled from parts manufactured in various locations. Your location is conveniently located as a collection point for assembling these parts. The product needs to be assembled into a single form before being shipped from your area to another. The assembled product is too expensive to ship into your area as a completed unit, but it is less expensive to ship the unassembled parts. The product is sold in parts to consumers, but the average person cannot or is not willing to assemble it. The product is a bulky item, which is awkward to ship, but the separate parts are easier to transport. Analyze various products and assemble operations to find situations where you can save yourself or someone else time, effort, or costs by setting up your own assembly unit. Identify and talk to potential customers for the assembled product to determine whether there is a need for the item. Conplast, manufacturers of top-quality plastic welding products, secured a contract with our company, Knowledge Brokers International, to not only produce the binders for this program, they also put the covers on the binders for us, insert the audio cassettes, the audio CDs, and the manuals, plus do the storing and the shipping. They assemble our Business Success Series products, probably including this one you're listening to. The business is owned by Ernst Walter and his son Dirk. They are phenomenal when it comes to customer service. Key questions: what product could I assemble which would save someone time, effort, or money? Can I offer this product or service at a reasonable enough price that people would use it? Is there a market for the product or service? Have potential customers stated they would buy the product?
Rebuilding or remanufacturing products. Taking a product that has come to the end of its useful condition and rebuilding it to a newer condition, or remanufacturing it into another product. Some examples: a company takes alternators and starters from wrecked cars, rebuilds them, sells them as reconditioned parts. A handyman takes household appliances, reconditions them, resells them. A company takes motors out of wrecked cars and remanufactures them into inboard marine motors. A company collects used computer printer cartridges, re-inks them, and sells them as reconditioned units. A firm takes the excess wood oil from mills and recycles it into an environmental-friendly furniture oil. A clothing designer and second-hand clothing store owner adds new elements to used clothes and sells these renewed fashions at a higher price. So those are would all fit under rebuilding or remanufacturing products. How would you do it? Identify a product which has the following qualities. It wears out with use over time, can be built by adding new parts or recondition the old parts to original standards. The original product is expensive enough to warrant a rebuild. And then identify a product which has component parts which can be used as the basis for some other product which has the following qualities. The product wears out with use over time. The original product does not warrant rebuilding to its new condition for reasons such as obsolescence. The parts are cheaper to obtain from the used product than they are to obtain as a new one. Okay, identify an economical and reliable way to obtain the used parts. Identify a procedure to assemble, rebuild, and reassemble the components. And identify a market for the reconditioned or newly created products. Okay. There's opportunities there. It's a whole area. Some people specialize in it. Become a supplier to another producer. And it's interesting. There's various ones that you can look at. A company supplies brake harnesses to truck manufacturing plants. In the insurance business, a friend of mine at Johannesburg, Brad, he has started a business, a call center, and they specialize in setting up appointments for financial advisors. So they'll charge 250 Rand, they'll have you an appointment with a well-qualified lead so that you don't have to get on the phone and go do it yourself. And that is in actuality a supplier to another producer that can be set up that way. A high-tech company sells wireless cellular data modems, providing electronic commerce internet access and email to mobile professionals, police, fire, and emergency medical services. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Some more examples of becoming a supplier to another producer. Peter Nayathi, 35 years of age, a mushroom grower in the Magaliesberg region, harvests and yields about 4 tons of mushrooms per week, packs and delivers it to clients, mainly restaurants, retailers, and some pick and pays. Peter is the Africa SMME Entrepreneur of the Year agricultural sector. Godfrey Liswufi saw the opportunity created by the Massive Reconstruction Development Program, the RDP, Housing Initiative. He began to manufacture and supply windows and door frames to contractors and small builders in and around Namakagel, where he is based. B.A. Palabora Soil Rehabilitation is today a respected contractor to Foscor and is responsible for the rehabilitation of the tailing dams. Everest Flexible Packaging from Durban is a supplier to another producer. They provide the packaging for Ola Ice Cream, Simba Potato Chips, Rainbow Chicken, and several others. Tracy Lee Singh, the person responsible for exporting, says they are also exporting into Botswana, Mauritius, Namibia, and other parts of Africa. This is a combination of a packaging opportunity, becoming a supplier to another producer, and an exporting opportunity. Johannesburg businessman Gabriel Akwa, for years, has carved out a living for himself, his family, and several employees with Gabriel Foods. Every morning, he is up at 4 a.m. and off to the market to pick up fresh fruit and vegetables to deliver to hotels, restaurants, cafes, and food stores. He is a supplier to another supplier. So how would you do it? Ask your current employer for rights to supply a component of the manufacturing process being used. Ask purchasing agents in manufacturing companies for information about their needs for suppliers. Trying to identify suppliers which are difficult to obtain, too expensive, or at risk from single supply sources. Look for requests for supply notices in newspapers and trade journals. Read trade journals to identify problems in supply for particular industries. Have your name added to mailing lists of public purchasing agencies which are required to advertise publicly for tenders on suppliers. Read publications which explain how to sell pre-cuts and services to specialized organizations such as the military or governments. Also read government publications which list opportunities for suppliers of goods and services. Identify a product or service you can offer and analyze the range of producing organizations which could use it as part of their process. Consider the components required to manufacture a product with which you are familiar. Determine how you can provide one or more of those components with improved quality, cost, or reliability.
Import replacement. Identify a product or service which is imported into South Africa and then replace that imported item by producing a similar one. What are some import replacement stuff that you've seen in this country where it used to come in and now somebody else has taken that market from them? Shoes. Yeah, so it used to be imported shoes, and now locally they've looked at what was coming in, and they've turned that around and really created an industry out of it. That's definitely import replacement. A restaurant that purchased primarily imported produce initiated a partnership with local farmers and now offers mostly local products in its menus.
For some more examples on import replacement, Denver Adonis was studying marketing, and Denver Vinvogel was studying finance at Bulan College in Paul in 1997 and spotted ads in the local newspapers and churches that suggested individuals come to Belgium for a year and study Belgium chocolate making and then bring the skills back home. Off they went to Dilbeek, the home of Belcolade, a factory that makes chocolate. A few years later, the pair employs a staff of 7 in Franschhoek. The town they were born and bred in are eyeing the shop next door for expansion into coffee and patisserie shop and are presently producing up to 6,000 handmade pralines per day through their business Huguenot Fine Chocolates. Praline is the general name for handmade and filled Belgium chocolates. This is definitely a case of import replacement. Now, what are the key questions? What imported product could I replace by producing it locally? Have potential customers said they would buy a locally made product? Have I thoroughly researched the product or service I am considering to make sure it equals or surpasses the standard set by the imported article? Will producing the product or service locally result in cost efficiencies for the customer? How will exchange rates and labor practices related to the imported product affect my profitability?
Marketing someone else's product, what is it? Finding a product made by someone else and taking the full responsibility for all aspects of marketing the product. Okay, and this is really where that's the sales agent business, where they take on somebody else's product to sell it. That's the retailing business. A marketing consultant markets the service of other consultants. He represents them, promotes their talents, schedules their appearances, negotiates their contracts. Independent manufacturers agents often market similar but non-competing products from many manufacturers. For example, one agent sells sporting goods made by different producers.
A few more examples. An entrepreneur developed an online knowledge exchange auction, providing an arena for people to exchange their specialized expertise, ideas, and discoveries, where supply and demand determine the value of the knowledge offered and needed. A sales agent located an innovative game developed by a local inventor and became the marketing agent for the game. She arranged for packaging, advertising, distribution, and general management of the marketing. The increasing attention paid to the link between diet and health in recent years has led to a rise in the demand for functional foods, foods both nutritious and healthy. A yogurt launched a few months ago by Woolworths contains probiotics, first isolated by researchers at New Zealand's dairy giant Fonterra, and now manufactured under license by Danesco. Probiotics are lactic acid bacteria that boost the immune system when eaten regularly. Woolworth's dairy manager, Chris Botta, says the yogurt's launch pushed 2003 yogurt sales up 52% on 2002. Woolworth has exclusive rights to Danesco's How Are You yogurt trademark. Woolworth is marketing someone else's product. What are some of the key questions? Well, Where can I find a product or service with good potential that needs a marketing service? Which products have a potential for increased sales if marketing is improved? Is there a strong market for the product or service? What marketing skills and services can I offer? Now, how do you do it? Look for a product or service which has not been marketed at all or which has been marketed poorly. Look for new businesses which have need of marketing services but have not established a marketing department. Ask business consultants and advisors if they know of products and services which need better marketing. Examine newspaper, classified columns, or mail order advertisements, looking for individuals or small companies which are selling products or services on a small scale where potential exists for expansion to larger volumes. Look for good products using inadequate advertising. Look for inventors clubs, read their newsletters, and attend meetings. Contact marketing companies or advertising agencies looking for products and services which they were not able to serve for various reasons. Contact trade or industry association management, asking if they know of good products or services that do need marketing.
Become an import trader or agent for products and services made outside of South Africa. One can develop a young entrepreneur import trader skills both in the United States and here they are packed. 15 cards to often resold this as an example of import packaging breaking bulk. That's what you do. You bring in repackage and resell it. Let's look at what current distributor agent for products and services in South Africa really means. It means bringing services and products into South Africa for distribution and sale. A wide variety of products and services are available from around the world. Many producers are distributors or agents in South Africa to open the markets for their sales. Buy the product for resale with an agent who would sell products like kitchen paper. That's the difference between the two. What are some examples? Fastpack, CEO, Cookie, Fowler, and Universal. The resources are not so distributed yet for MoneyMax, a personality profile instrument for Africa. Their company is called Investment Solutions. Yourself. The internet has received a financial between dealing with money and investment issues. It helps you build on your strengths, working short term with your obstacles, and improve your chances to invest more successfully for the future and improve your financial yourself. The instrument has received a financial services board endorsement. Financial planners and bankers are utilizing it. Individuals are also sourcing the instrument directly with APS for their own better financial and investment management. The instrument can be filled out and sent to them or be accessed online. For more information, go online at APS-online.co.za. By the way, we executives have to do it and implement it. Work. She could not locate an addict Medicare tax country for her problem. She searched abroad and found a suitable offer in Europe that now is important for this kind of equipment to the country. Pretext of the business plan took initiative to import and distribute. They created a more expensive policy tip. Can you read a business plan to buy two foods from South Africa. In time, the rate to import into South Africa the best. Frank Rook, who is a competitive trader and a South African entrepreneur, has recently taken the representation of Russian agent planes to import into South Africa. How would you do it? Read a person's trade magazine such as international trade. Identify a market in other countries with
the country in those countries for reading advertising material in the magazine. Join the associations, registered, and many. The success of the country is not reported to South Africa. As countries travel regularly for shipping to a foreign product, we could be successful in the South African market.
Becoming an agent for someone's product or service is a little bit different than marketing the product. You become an agent for a contract to sell product or service for a fee. It's very similar to a contract.
Let's look at some examples of becoming an agent for someone's product or service. The product is an agent and representative for every bonus between them and any products. On the West Rand and Outing and owns Michael Kilbrick, Digibrick Station. He has the project, which is the offspring of from all over Europe in extension. South African fancies who enter competition for Brick, and there will also be friction prices. First, in this establishing a website that takes orders from businesses, then passes it along to the manufacturers for delivery within 24 hours. With no inventory to carry and no double shipping costs, the company was able to cut its prices by 20%. Twin Care International, operated by Stav Nikodits, is the South African distributor for beauty products like Matisse, Paul, Krug, and Fatimor. Oxygen for Life, Pty Limited, was founded in 1996 by Mike Larisse Matulovich for the distribution of a range of unique products. Mike was first introduced to cell food in 1996 when a Canadian nutrition friend recommended the product. He first ordered 4 bottles of cell food from the USA. It was tough at first to the distributor, but once he converted to Florida, it's a research product. It was part of the results. The marketing of Aqua for Life became easier, but it was now officially respectable. They also now export to Australia, England, and Germany. The first air bubbles trapped in ice core drains in Antarctica indicate the level of oxygen in our air has changed. For Mike and Louise as distributors. They're definitely not even a distributor for the best product, which is an excellent product, but in a race for time.
Local system comes to the market, locally, and discuss globally and expand the market in these new geographic areas. Aircraft from Africa.
To since then, there has been a decrease in the product. Tourists and the tourists of Germany and inspired.
Yeah.
As well as operating call centers in South Africa, Didata is also exporting its experience, sending people to other countries to set up call centers. We have a very good skill base and send call center engineers and consultants across the world, experienced Briggs. Izzy Pennington has a business called Petite Design. Petite Factory on Johannesburg West Rand now produces the repertoire of chairs and other objects got for the dairy behind. Pennington first found his way into the global market after impressing Andrew Barton, one of the best-known Fortune fabric retailers in the UK. And now his company is following Andrew Barton to New York and Athens, where the UK retailer is setting up shop. Environ Proactive, a locally developed skincare range produced by a family-run business, has grabbed a niche in a highly competitive global cosmetic market and is now exporting to more than 27 countries. 1998, Environ was awarded the South Marine Small Exporter of the Year Trophy, and in 1999, it won the Western Cape Exporter of the Year Award. The Environ skincare operation currently exports 51% of its total production to countries in North America, Europe, and Asia, as well as Australia and New Zealand. Japan is the single biggest market. Distribution overseas is solely through beauty salons and doctors. Compared to South Africa, where in addition the products are sold directly to consumers to widen their accessibility. Many of the offshore distributorships were given to personal friends of Fernandez or by expatriate South African doctors who knew both the products and their success locally. So the question is, how would I do it? Contact local producers who may want to sell their items in foreign countries. Identify a country you would like to export to. Then contact local producers of goods for the right to distribute into that country. Read federal government publications on export opportunities. Examine foreign countries to study their need for types of products made in South Africa. Contact foreign trade councils to identify needs which require services in other countries. Read How to Do It books on exporting from libraries or bookstores.